in studio with us, a coach and some buck, as I like to say, Mr. Kelly Merritt. And Coach Merritt, thanks for coming in this morning and talking about yourself, because I know you don't like to do it very much.
Well, I do feel a little bit like...
Oh, hold on.
Sometimes like to not turn your microphone on.
That's probably wise. That happens too on the coaching side. Just turn the microphone off and you got it covered.
So. That's actually what I first thought of when this award came across. For people who've kind of missed this, there is something called the Broyles Award, which is for the top assistant football coach in the nation collegiately. And years ago, they decided to branch out and make that a little more visible by selecting a top assistant football coach in every state. And you were the selection for 2023 for the top assistant for the Broyles Award. And my first thought was Kelly would rather talk defensive scheme than talk about, oh, look, I won an award. There's also times where Kelly, I'm sorry, you just got to suck it up and take the praise. The first thing I thought of was, if you can't handle the celebration, don't score the touchdown.
Wow. You just brought it home on that one, because I think I say that every year. I can't argue with that. But what I can say about the award is anytime there's something like this, and especially assistant coach award, I mean, that's a team effort that goes into that. And so, yes, it's exciting. But I'm just happy to be part of the Star Valley Braves. And this is just one more, just little thing that goes with that program and the team and the school and the community, and not anything on a personal basis.
And kind of, you know, going on with this award here, just looking at the numbers I just pulled up just in time, by the way, the internet was a bit on the fritz for me there. But going into that state championship game, you were taking on a Cody Bronx team that had scored 187 points in the playoffs, and you held them to 7. Kind of take us through what it was like prepping for that offense and how proud you were with your team, you know, in that performance in the biggest game of the year.
I mean, I think about 150 of those points during the season were against us in Star Valley. So,
was just in the playoffs.
That's even a more shocking number. It really is. Obviously, we love our rivalry with Cody, and to have what happened in that game on that stage and with the group of young men that we had this last year, I mean, that's a storybook type of ending that may never happen again. I think, you know, it's been brought to my attention in the last week that I've coached 17 years, and I don't know that we've had a storybook ending like that. We've had great seasons, we've had great players, but that was just one of those things that everything came together.
Well, and there were a lot of storylines there, and there was a lot of storylines to the season, and it seemed like so many of them were on the offensive side of the ball, as like the offensive philosophy was kind of revamped going back to the year before when Cody got the best of us. And you look at the 12-month process, because that's really what that was. And you look at that as it comes down to War Memorial Stadium, which I know has a special place for you too. But you talk about storybook, and it's like, but that game came down to basically like the end of a 12-month cycle. Kind of take us through that, Kelly, because you know, obviously, it's sports. You don't always win, and you don't always get to have things go your way. But talk about those 12 months and some of the things that you worked on with the group that you had and the accomplishments that you were able to do.
Anybody that kind of follows Star Valley football or listen to you fine gentlemen on the radio probably knows Coach Young's has talked about it several times. That started right after the last time that we were in Cody and lost a playoff game there. As a coaching staff, we're all competitors, so I think it started, you know, immediately after the game. We were already talking about things that we needed to do in the next year. And hats off to Coach Young, especially, and the whole offensive staff. I think there are very few coaches, high school, college, pro, that are willing to fully sell out. I don't want to say sell out their scheme, because that's not what happened, but really reinvent themselves as coaches. That's a very difficult thing to do. And kind of on our side of the ball defensively, we had to be willing to make sure that we were ready for the fallout on that. whether it meant less possessions because we were scoring faster or more time on the defensive side because just that's the way it goes when you start playing with a pass-first offense. But really, they make our jobs easy. I mean, when you have a Taft McClure throwing the ball to Wyatt Krog and scoring touchdowns, it takes a lot of pressure off of the play caller on the defensive side. You guys get to just play ball. But we did play the long game last year as far as defensively goes. Like, we knew that our scheme had to be good enough to beat Cody in a championship game. And so a lot of the games leading up to that, we were playing defense based on what we needed to get ready for, not necessarily just that opponent that week.
So I'm going to say this with the most respect that I can possibly come up with for this sentence, I promise, but it is my experience on any team I've ever been on that defensive coordinators tend to be kind of the OCD wacky ones of the coaching staff. They always have to have a philosophy, an acronym, something that they're preaching at practice every single day. Do you have one of those, Coach? Do you have something that you're like, every single day we got to nail this down at practice?
I don't know if I'm OCD, but certainly I think as coaches we rely on some of those things that we know are going to make us successful. And for me, that there's kind of two things that go into that, and the basic way is just fanatical effort on defense. I mean, we have great athletes at Star Valley High School, and we love to get those guys that can run and jump. But if you want to play defense at Star Valley High, you have to have fanatical effort. And if you take a couple of plays off, that's probably the easiest way to find yourself hanging out on the sidelines, is what I always tell kids. But fanatical effort. We go all the time, every single play.
So taking plays off is the easiest way to get promoted to multiple plays off.
Absolutely. Like, you need some water. Just make sure you take a play off. We have guys that are spotting that in the booth and saying, hey, that guy needs a break, and we try to help him with that. But realistically, we talk about it enough. We very rarely have any of that. It's fun to watch.
One of the things that really pleases me about this award that you've won and the success that you've been able to have is that cycle of success, I guess, is what I'm looking back at. You were a standout player for the Braves back in your own time. Yeah, honestly, Kelly, you have aged so much better than the rest of us. So congrats on that. You have taken care of yourself much better than most of us. You look like you could still play. And in fact, you still do. Whenever you have these the little scrimmages and stuff, do you still step out on the field and play a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'll step out there a little bit. I don't think I'm willing to take a hit the way I used to, because, you know, now I realize how much health insurance costs.
That's so. Exactly right. but one of the things I wanted to talk about was you played in this tradition. You know, you got to play for Coach Ballard Johnson, correct? And now Ballard is, you know, he's been back helping with the program for the last several years for these championships. I just think about the cycle of coaches, and then you have gone through that as a player, and then you came in as a coach for a position. Now you're a coordinator. How cool is that to be able to kind of have that circle, that cycle of tradition where you used to be a player?
I think it's amazing, because I really look back at my time in high school, and obviously having coaches like Ballard Johnson and Robert Linford, they were impactful on my life, made a difference for me when I was that age. So really it just comes down to being able to give back a little bit. And that's the fun thing that we have when we have a coach's meeting, or we're in a coach's room or coach's clinic. Like, every one of those men that I coach with are in that for that same reason, trying to give back. But it is a little bit special just being able to cycle through Star Valley specifically. Couldn't think of a better way to go.
Can you kind of take us through the experience of how you learned that you had won the award and kind of what was going through your mind at that time?
Yeah, that was just a total shock to me. I'm a huge Wyoming fan, and I think that was mentioned kind of in your write-up, Dal, but it was a few years ago we were able to go down and meet with the Wyoming staff, and they just opened the doors for local coaches and coaches clinics, things like that. So this was something we had set up, and you know, Coach Bowl had sent a message that he just wanted to meet with the Star Valley staff, which was great. and then it turned into kind of an award presentation. And if anybody wants to watch the shock on my face on that video, they're welcome to pull that up. That was completely unexpected, but very appreciated to have been nominated by Coach Young and the people that I value their opinion, which is fellow coaches.
I just want to touch on one more thing, Kelly. I talked about the cycle, being a player and a coach, but you also had a really neat experience that not very many people get to have. You got to coach your kid, and you got to coach your son. He got to win a state championship, and you got to coach him and help him do that. That has got to be just an amazing feeling and an experience.
I think anybody that's done this will probably attest to the fact that coaching your own son or daughter or anybody close to you is going to be a stressful experience. One, I know this happens. I'll tell my son that something needs to happen and he doesn't hear me. And then another coach will say it and he'll be like, "Dad, did you realize that if I was in a 3-point stance on this play, it'd be much better?" Things like that. I think it's great to have other people coaching, but that state championship, for many reasons we've already talked about, was a more of a surreal experience, being able to give my son Clay a hug after the game and see the excitement in his eyes. That's why we do this, is for excitement of the young men and the youth in the program. Really special to do it with my own son. And as a side note, just so you guys know, he was the state championship ball boy the last time we had won a state championship.
I did not know that.
Yes. So, I mean, kudos to him for carrying on that tradition.
So we had quite the year of parent-child state championships at Star Valley this school year. Did your child also tackle in Pinyu after you had won the state title?
He did not. I've seen several videos of that. That's spectacular as well. Clay is pushing 260 right now, so I'm pretty glad he didn't tackle me after the game. We'll just put it
like
that
you
way.
Said, things are a little more brittle.
I was looking a little confused. I was referencing, of course, the Foreman state championship for the Star Valley Wrestling this year.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I saw him squinting at me from across the table.
I'm glad I got that reference. All right.
There's too much going on. But just recapping, Coach Kelly Merritt, the top assistant coach, the Broyles Award winner for the state of Wyoming. Now, Coach, you and your wife, Brooke, you get to go to Missouri, is that correct?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
So the Broyles Award is actually named for one of the long-term assistants at the Arkansas.
That's right.
And so that's where the ceremony is held. I think the cool thing about that is being able to see coaches from, you know, all over the place that are going to be attending that, but also be able to see a college award ceremony was probably going to be a neat experience. So looking forward to that.
And that's coming up this summer.
It'll be just right after the national championship next year. So it won't be until 2024 when they'll actually do that. So
I think
there might be some things that their sponsors are going to ask this next season that I will be not very excited about. But other than that,
such as
I think in a game. I think Sports Turf is one of the sponsors. They're going to come and do a little presentation at one of our football games.
All right.
Mentioned, so.
Well, Coach Merritt, we are just tickled pink. You are named the award winner. It's well-deserved. You are well-beloved in the community, and we appreciate you very much for your time and for your efforts. And congratulations. It's been awesome.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I'd just like to say I apologize to all of those that ordered a steak dinner in Locum Wilson and had to put up with this salad for the last few minutes. So thank you.
thank you, Coach Merritt.